In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, this first reading here is quite something. Have the Lord God, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, and he says to Solomon, ask something of me, and I will give it to you. Think about that. If the Lord God were to ask you, just personally, boom, you have a special apparition, you wake up in the morning, the Lord God's standing there. Ask something of me, and I will give it to you. Whoa. There's no limit to what God can do, right? Think about that. What are you going to ask for? Well, Solomon, in this particular state in life, the successor of David, the son of David, who's ruling this vast empire, he says for the gift of wisdom. Now you have in the New Testament, there's a gentleman, Bartimaeus, he's blind. And the Lord asks, what do you want me to do for you? So what does he ask for? Lord, that I may see. If you have someone's body who's riddled with cancer, what's that person going to say? Lord, that I may be cancer-free. Or someone's been out of work and they're in a bad situation, Lord, that I may have employment. So each and every one of us, according to our particular state in life and condition at that time, may ask for something different. But one thing that we can ask for, no matter what our state in life is ask for the gift of a deep faith, hope, and charity. That will see us through all things and bring us into eternal life. Even Solomon, with his great wisdom, he fell into worshiping pagan gods. He ended up marrying all these different women of the pagans and setting up altars and things to false gods. So we don't know if he made it or not. You know, I was in Scranton, Pennsylvania, several years for seminary. There's a beautiful cathedral there. On one side, they had these saints of the New Testament. On the other side, saints of the Old Testament. There were saints Adam and Eve up there, Saint David, other ones. But Solomon's picture isn't up there. So I like to think he made it. But anyway, the point is, the one thing that we have, if we have faith, hope, and charity, that's what we really need. Now, our Lord said, if you have faith, you can move mountains. Remember our Lord, he comes on the Mount of Transfiguration, he comes down. The Father says, Lord, heal my child. I'm possessed and your disciples aren't able to deliver him. And as the conversation goes on, then he asks a great, beautiful prayer of the Lord. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Give me a deeper faith. The second reading, Romans chapter 8 today, there's a particular gift. It says, for those who love, all things work for the good. We have a deep love in our heart. No matter what happens to us in life, somehow we see the positive side, how God's going to draw something good out of it. And then the gospel. This gospel, think about this. So you have our Lord's talk about the kingdom of heaven. This is like a treasure buried in the field, like a pearl of great price. Here's an example. Let's say up at St. Mary's School, the ball diamond up there, and you found some kind of secret records that 200 years ago that a treasure was planted right down in the middle of it, maybe about 10 feet down, hasn't been touched. There's like gold there and these other things. And there's a special, let's say, a bottle of liquid that if you drink, it would heal you physically any way that you needed healing. And it had all these different things down there. And somehow you got this, and you knew for certain that it was there. But then let's say there's a price tag on the field, $100,000. You're thinking, oh boy. Well, you know what? If I sold my house and car, if I got that, if I got that field, then I could dig down and get that. It would be worth it. Sacrifice everything to get that, because that is the true treasure. That's hope. Everything we do in life, that hope in eternal life, there's a treasure beyond all the treasures. St. Paul says, it hasn't even entered the mind of man what God has prepared for those who love him, to sacrifice all those different things. So if you have a deep hope, when you're going through troubles and difficulties, you won't fall into self-pity, you won't fall into discouragement and despair, because you have a deep hope. And St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you know, we have faith, gives away division, hope to possession, eternal life. But the one thing that remains, the greatest of all three, is charity or love. So I would suggest to you, when you receive communion today, Lord, as you asked Solomon that question, and he asked a request, I have a request too. I have a request. Help me to have a deep faith to move mountains. Hope. It's always the hope of eternal life, that everything will pass away here, that I won't have to give in to despair, discouragement, and that love. Perfect love of you and perfect love of neighbor. You know, Pope John Paul II, in 1998, he wrote an encyclical called Fides et Ratio, Faith and Reason. And he said, as a prophet looking towards the next 100 years, he said, you know what the greatest threat to man is? It's not terrorism. He said, the greatest threat to man today is despair. No hope. See, we have to have faith. Faith is that belief in God, praying. The deeper our faith, the greater the hope. The greater the depths of hope, the greater the charity. So they're all interconnected. So today when you receive communion, ask the Lord. Deep faith, hope, and charity. So if you have that, you can give that to others. Perhaps your child or grandchild could left you as going as in the dumps or something like that. But if you have a strong faith, you can lift them up and point them to the kingdom of heaven, where our true home is, where our true treasure is. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.